This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited to be introducing to you a three-part series over these next three episodes that are gifts to you to come back to over and over and over again. They're going to be three 10-minute guided meditations that also serve as kind of mini podcasts where we're going to have the opportunity to drop into the three pillars of She for Sanctuary of She. So whether you are a listener of this podcast or you're in the Sanctuary of She community with us, putting this into action every week, these three pillars are so potent. They're derived from when I ask, what do you want? And you're like, Katie, what do you mean? What do you mean, what do I want? What do I want with what area of my life? S-H-N-E, soul, human, energy. They are the three pillars that hold all pieces of that what do I want question. So this three-part series in here is going to be designed to allow you to tap into each of these three pieces so that you can get super clear on exactly where you're at and what you want so that you can have a very clear answer as you move into this new chapter of your life. And each of them is going to also hold some really activating thoughts and conversation that take it to another level as well. So the intention behind these is take 10 minutes. If you can, close your eyes and get comfortable, amazing. If you can't, amazing, be with it. But really sit with these three pieces and bring it to your journal, because soul, human, and energy holds very, very important information for you on your path of moving into that level that you've been seeking. And if you want to, once that clarity comes, really take it to that next level, come with us inside the community where I got you. We got it on lock. We have an amazing system that we use. It's Sanctuary of She, the community. It's literally a technology that we use to activate these things using the energetics around us in a conscious way. So enjoy these, come back to them as many times as you wish, and really tune into your soul, human, and energy. Welcome to the final meditation. My name is Katie. In this final pillar of She, we're going to explore the final piece of the puzzle, the piece that completes it all. Energy. Coming into stillness, head, neck, and back in a straight line, closing down the eyes. Roll the shoulders back and open up the heart. Coming into long, deep breaths, in and out the nose. And with every passing breath, witnessing the heart rate slowing down, tuning to the present with your full focus, awareness, and energy. When opening up this pillar of energy, this has to do with becoming the woman whose word is law, where the self-trust is built so strongly that when you say you're going to do something, it is done. This is where we tap into that no matter what energy, that warrior self, the one who has a relationship with discipline and commitment at a level so deep she knows she can make happen for herself as the conscious creator of her reality, anything she desires. In the last meditation, we opened up the fact that our conscious mind typically holds 5% of our awareness. Those moments where we see our potential and our possibility for ourselves, our families, our jobs, our life. And the 95% of the autopilot subconscious that leads us. So as we lean into the power of this concept of energy, becoming the woman who every day knows her decisions are a vote for the direction and the trajectory of what she desires for herself and her life, and her relationship to the way she takes action on those decisions has built her into a sturdy manifester. There's something about identity that we must understand. One of the most life-changing sentences I've ever read in a book several years ago was from the book Atomic Habits. And in it, a few simple words changed everything for me. It said, "Identity is repeated beingness." Identity is repeated beingness. Meaning that 95% autopilot that we've identified with for so long because it's what we've been doing for so long is only our identity because we've been repeatedly being it. And if that's true, then what's also true is that we get to choose what our identity is if we're willing to do it repeatedly to the point where we become it a little bit more every day. When we begin to do things on a daily, weekly, monthly basis in the direction that we seek, with that commitment and that discipline, we begin to compound our energy. One by one becomes two. Two by two becomes four. Four by four becomes 16. This is how energy works. It feels like micro shifts in the day-to-day. And then you look back and you're a completely different person whose energy now holds point A and point B and beyond because it's who you are. And when we begin to live in a way through this concept of energy and working with manifestation and working with the quantum field in these ways, we get to release our perfectionist. Because energy is not about being perfect. Energy is about consistency. And when it comes to alignment, if our thoughts are anchored in soul and our feelings are anchored in human, then our actions become anchored in energy. I want you to feel and experience what's going on in your body right now. After these three meditations, what has unlocked? What has opened? What has activated? What has turned on? Where is it coming from? Is it in your mind? Is it in your heart? Is it in your soul? Does it make you feel at home? Does it make you feel like yourself? Does it make you feel like a breath of fresh air in a world where no one seems to understand the power that you know these things hold? And as you feel that in your body, I want you to understand that we don't desire to access our potential when it comes to the relationship we want, the home we want, the family that we want, the bank account that we want, the career that we want, the lifestyle that we want. Whatever it is that we want, we get to have it all if we're living within the three parameters of she. And we learn how to do this week by week. But at the end of the day, when we're really working with the quantum energies of this universe, it's understanding that beneath those things are the feelings of love, joy, abundance, success, beauty, happiness, fulfillment, radiance. And if you can feel yourself right now, then you can feel that you are already accessing those things. And when we can learn to be on the pursuit of our desires, using our soul, human, and energy, while we hold these feelings and raise the quality of our life in the everyday, then we collapse the amount of time it takes to get there. So holding these three pillars of she from these three meditations, soul, human, and energy, tune into this feeling that you have right now. What if you were right on time? What if everything was lined up perfectly for your wildest dreams to come true? And what if you doing that made the world a better place? Use this as fuel. You are in your full conscious mind right now. This is where the journey begins. Don't let this fade in the next few days. Hold this. And if you want a space to do it with like-minded women on a similar journey, come with us into the Sanctuary of She community. A monthly membership to really embark on your journey. Not only learning about this more and being part of activating conversations, but taking these huge concepts and grounding them into weekly rituals to see this through. We have a podcast called the Sanctuary of She Podcast. We have an app where the monthly membership takes place. And you can find all the information in the emails. But above all, take this feeling with you. Tune into your energy. Where do you normally give up on yourself? Where do you normally resist? Where do you normally procrastinate? You get to become that version of you that has, is, and is doing it all. If you're willing to focus on her, if you're willing to nourish and nurture her, and if you're willing to take action on her every day like your life depends on it, because it does. This is your human experience. This is the gift. Make it worth it. Take your energy with you into today, into your journal, and hopefully I will see you in the Sanctuary of She community to deepen this journey together. Thank you for being here.